afternoon, or good morning, good evening. Hello. Hello. This is this week's version of looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, August 21, 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's always good to be back here in the Cultural Heritage Research Centre underneath the Gawler Civic Centre.
Yes.
And we thank them for their accommodating us. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago through the files of the Bunyip. Leon's Circus. The company connected with this new circus, finding the metropolis preoccupied with rival attractions, have judiciously introduced their clever performances to South Australia. On Monday, they will have reached Gawler, when we doubt not they will prove an attraction, as the various performances are represented as very skillful. The performances of some of the trained animals, especially of the trick pony, are, we understand, unequalled, and the entire program is likely to prove a great treat. The elastic performances of the youth are remarkable. It sounds like Cirque du Soleil.
It does, doesn't it?
Where the elastic performances are quite amazing. But
because the circus was a big deal back then when they didn't have... they didn't have television, they didn't have computer games.
Yep.
It would have really drawn a crowd, I imagine.
Yeah, it was public entertainment. We had a circus stay outside of, next door to our property when I lived at Teachy Gully.
Mm.
And they had elephants and everything, but I don't ever remember going to that circus. But I just remember Mum saying that after they left, where the elephants had done their manure, or where they put the manure under the gum trees, she got the biggest mushrooms she'd ever found.
Oh, wow.
We always called them the elephant mushrooms. She was very disappointed when someone built a house on the block and she couldn't collect the elephant mushrooms anymore.
So, on to 100 years ago, tampering with letterboxes. Councillor Gilbert ventilated a complaint made to him of children tampering with private letterboxes at the Gawler Town Council meeting on Monday evening. He did not think the children acted with intent, but merely from thoughtlessness and curiosity. There was, however, a heavy penalty for such behaviour, and it would be just as well for a warning to be given. He moved that the town clerk convey the complaint to the head teachers of several schools in the town, asking that they should point out to the children the damage they incurred through tampering with private property, and particularly mail matter. Reminds me today when I went out to get in the car, there's a piece of slip of paper in the driveway that had blown down, and I picked it up and it was in a bill for a house sort of further down the street.
Oh, yeah.
So
there's a lot of building rubbish around our area.
Yeah.
Which drives you mad. Still happens.
Oh, yes. It's children.
Yep.
Less mail for them to tamper with now, though.
50 years ago, record Gawler show crowd tipped. A host of new attractions, record entries in some sections, and the biggest trade display to date should ensure a bumper annual Gawler show this Saturday. With fine weather, show organisers expect a crowd of about 15,000. As well as the normal displays, competitions and sideshows, the show this year will feature a colour television preview, wool spinning and shearing demonstrations, and a special exhibition of Santa Gertrudis cattle. Colour television, that must be... It's 50 years. 1974,
yes.
Of course.
Yes, yeah.
Good heavens.
Mm. Yeah, it would be around the time I started high school, I think people started buying colour TV.
Yeah, we had a little one.
We did too. My parents never bought a television, full stop. They wouldn't buy a TV and inherited an old black and white in 75. So when everyone else was going colour, we were getting our first 50s black and white.
Mum and Dad were the first to have anything like that. First to have TV and the neighbours used to come around in the 1950s and watch TV.
My uncle was like that.
Yeah.
It was his we inherited. But then Dad ran a colour, little portable one, in a raffle at work. So we thought it was the best thing ever. It was awful. We thought it was great. So, 25 years ago, claims on floods. Local residents are taking Playford and Malalar councils to court over damage caused to their properties during extensive flooding in 1992. The 27 claimants allege the councils acted negligently and failed to adequately manage the Gawler River. Heavy rains in September and October 1992 caused floodwaters to breach the banks of the river, flowing onto claimants' land and causing extensive damage. On October 14, 1992, four floods hit Gawler and Tubal's region within 6 weeks, which caused more than 7 million in damage. About 250 homes were affected and up to 100 families were evacuated during the floods. Can council manage flood water, though? Not without...
The problem is that people decide that they don't want to have that little bit of a hollow, and so they fill them up, and that... You know, laser levelling is a real scourge as far as I'm concerned, because it fills in the natural little water courses where the flood water would have flowed and gone away. Mm. But people being people, they like to construct their own lands. But, yeah, council can't really control it. You can't control that sort of thing.
No.
But somewhere down the road from me, they put rubble in their driveway culvert so that the water that used to run down there and run down to, to join the water courses and drain away, will just flood there or bank up and cause a problem for the next door neighbour.
I've got the new dam across the north parapet.
Oh, the Bruce Seastick floodway. Yeah, which apparently is too low. So it's going to cost us millions and millions, and there's huge stoushes about who's got to pay for it and how it's going to be done. The Commonwealth and state government is just saying, oh, well, it's up to the councils to deal with it. And Adelaide Hills say, well, you know, we're up in the hills. We don't get flooded.
So why should we?
But the water comes from the hills once, and we're down south, downstream, we're the floodplain. We cop the flood water. So it's our problem.
Yes.
But the flood water comes from up here, so cause, effect. No one wants to deal with it.
No.
10 years ago, Redman joins mayoral race. Councillor Karen Redman announced her intention to run for mayor last week following Brian Samble's decision to pass on the reins once he completes his second term. Mrs. Redman said her decision to run was triggered by Mr. Samble's impending retirement. I've watched Brian Samble with his leadership style, and when he decided to retire, that was the trigger for me to take that step up, because I actually believe I've got something to offer the people of Gawler, she said. I think we need a strong voice in the region for the issues that we are facing in Gawler, and I believe that I can do that. And that's it for the Bunyip for this week. Gawler show next weekend.
Yes.
So hoping for fine weather.
Yes.
And signing off now, we'll see you next week, Jeanette.
See you next week, Kay. Until then.
Until then.
For all life's signs.